Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Hi.
That was nice. I like that little sing-along there. How are you, Sam?
I'm really good, actually. I haven't been here in a while. By a while, I mean a week, but it feels like forever.
Yeah, I was going to say, weren't you here last week?
No, I wasn't.
Well, it's nice to have you back, either way.
I was at a radio conference.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh, la la.
That's funny. You're on the radio now.
I know.
Hey, what have you brought us for TV
okay,
this week?
Okay, so this is a very unheard of show that I haven't really heard much about. It's Mythic Quest Raven's Banquet on Apple TV Plus.
Sorry,
it's a real
what?
Mouthful.
Yeah, it's so
Mythic
long.
Mythic Quest Raven's Banquet. Sounds like a video game.
Here we go.
Okay.
So it's by Rob McElhenney, who is the guy behind Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He does it alongside Charlie Day and his wife and lots of other people. And Always Sunny in Philadelphia is my favourite comedy. It's been around for 13 seasons, the longest running comedy.
Ooh,
is it?
Yeah, longest running like actual actor comedy, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Because Simpsons is obviously the longest thing ever.
And before the dawn of time.
This show is on Apple TV Plus. It's 9 episodes. It's based on his trip to a gaming studio, and he was like, this place is insane.
Wow,
so
okay.
A place that made video games, and he was like, I'm going to create a TV show based on people that make video games. So it's this kind of fun sitcom romp where he is like the creative director, and he's like that kind of creative director that's like so out the gate that they can't be contained, and like they just say like two words and then they like make this, and they're like, what does that mean? They'll be like Blood Ocean, and they're like, what do you mean by this?
I need more directives than that.
And
thank
he's
you
like
much.
He's like, I'll noodle on it, I'll think on it, and he's just out the gate crazy. He plays this guy named Iron. Spelled Ian, but pronounced Iron.
Iron.
And the show is, from first watch, not good.
Okay. The build-ups there, I thought you were going to be like, it's amazing.
Well, it's so weird. So it's a sitcom, and it's like, you know, campy and fun and like overacting, and the characters all get along really well. Like, they're really well-matched characters. I think the actors do quite a good job with the source material. And I think Rob McElhenney is a genius comedy writer. But the first four episodes just don't grab me at all.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I'm getting through this. And like, it's half an episode, so I was kind of like, I can watch like a bunch of this. Like, I can see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm a bit hungover. I'll just watch it in my bed, binge through it. And then episode 5 just does this full 180.
Whoa.
It's honestly insane. So episode 5 is a bottle episode where it's an entirely separate thing from the entire season.
Okay.
So it stars Jake Johnson and Kristen Miletti. From New Girl and How I Met Your Mother, respectively.
Oh, yeah.
And they play this couple that meets in a video game store and decide to create their own video game in the 90s.
Mm.
And it follows this, like, beautiful love story about business and success and what it means to be a game designer, what it means to, like, be protective of your product and integrity and all these kind of really cool concepts.
Awesome.
And honestly, like, the best episode of TV I've seen in, like, a long time for a comedy show.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's comedic and dramatic and really, really nice.
And it's an interesting concept. There's not a lot of, you know, other TV shows doing that necessarily as well.
Yeah, I couldn't remember that kind of thing happening in recent times. So I was like, wow. And because you're watching it, like, you're like, what am I watching? Like, am I watching his parents get together? Like, I was trying to figure out how they related to the story.
Mm. And then you realise they kind of just weren't.
They kind of just aren't.
Yeah.
Until, like, you find out, like, later on, like, how they're kind of tied in. But then that episode happens, and then the show continues, but the show kind of, like, after that fifth episode, finds itself in its own footing.
Okay, so this
nice.
Is, like, genuinely one of those shows where you're like, it is worth getting through the first kind of crappy episodes. I know everyone always says that, oh, it's slow to get started, but this one, you reckon, is genuinely worth getting through.
Yeah, so the first few episodes are just, like, that sitcom-y, like, you know, comedy, like, da-da-da joke thing. At least there's no laugh track, because I hate laugh tracks. There's no laugh track. Thank God. But then episode 5 happens, then after that all the characters start being human beings and having like more complex backstories and more complex motivations and being driven in a better way, and then the stakes get higher and higher, and you care about the characters way more somehow.
Cool.
And there's there's another character that is alongside Iron, who is a female game.
Iron doesn't make me laugh.
I know. A female coder, and she's like the head coder, and she does all the engineering and stuff for the game.
Yeah.
And obviously the TV show comments on women in gaming and how they aren't respected and how it's a very male-dominated industry, and also like what, and that also comments on like white supremacists in gaming and like.
Wow, that's so interesting. So it does hit those big topics.
Yeah. Because Rob McElhenney and Always Sunny always commented on that kind of stuff. It never shied away from like the gross, ugly bits of comedy. So it does like have these like really cool moments, but The character, I can't remember her name. I don't know why I can't remember her name. She is just brilliant.
Yeah.
By the end of the 9 episodes, she is like this really cool, well-defined, kind of as crazy as the rest of the characters, but like in a really lovable and...
Somehow you sort of relate to it a bit more.
Yeah. Because she's like the straight man.
Right.
But you kind of see this person who is being put through this pressure cooker of...
A bonkers workplace
of big male egos. And you kind of are like, okay, I understand why you are the way you are and what you're doing.
Yeah.
And there are like definitely twists and turns that I don't want to get into because it's spoiler territory.
Yeah.
But by...
Stay away from the spoiler territory.
Yeah. But after 9 episodes, I was like, okay, no, I'm going to see the second season of this. Like, I'm going to watch the next season.
So remind us of the name because I've already forgotten it because it was long and complicated.
So just think of any words you'd find in RuneScape.
Okay.
Mythic Quest, Raven's Banquet.
Mythic Quest, Raven's Banquet.
And the episode that I loved is episode 5. It's called Dark Quiet Death.
If you felt like it, could you just go in cold and watch that 5th episode?
Yes, I have seen some articles online being like, if you aren't sure if you like the show, watch the episode 5 and then kind of see if that gets you.
Got you.
Because it does, that kind of the humour and the, it's very niche in that it is really about gaming.
Like, yeah.
You don't have to love gaming to get it, but obviously...
Gamers will love it.
All gamers will at least understand it way more than I would like. Because like it's very like based on Bethesda or you know that kind of thing, and I'm like, I don't know.
I just said but I have no idea what that just means. So.
It's like those guys that are behind Skyrim and stuff, but I don't know how
Again.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Last game I played was Pokemon Sword and Shield, and it's bomb. So
it is bomb.
I got a Nintendo Switch. I'm all about it, and that's as far as I go. But give it a go, guys. Apple TV Plus. I don't talk about it enough.
What was it called? Raven's Quest Gate Banquet.
Mythic Quest.
Mythic Quest.
Raven's Banquet.
Raven's Banquet.
Mythic Quest, Raven's Banquet.
Okay, we'll put it in the copy.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
That sounds great. Thank you very much, Sam.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.